All right, Ambassador Huckabee, that is the U.S. ambassador to Israel, was interviewed by Tucker Carlson just in the last few days. And if you haven't yet seen that interview, you'll probably want to, because this is a very destructive, world-changing announcement by Huckabee as in answering one of the questions from Tucker Carlson. I'm going to play just a few minutes of that interview, a segment that's been selected by Ivan Raiklin. And I think it's a really important segment because you need to hear how Huckabee, who is a pretty well known as a boomer Zionist at this point, Huckabee says that Israel alone was granted by God the right to rule the entire Middle East. Yeah, that includes Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Syria and all of it. And this is a belief system that not only he has, but Israel has, and a lot of Zionist Christians have this belief as well. Except the thing is, Huckabee said it out loud, which alarmed the world, and especially the other Arab leaders, leaders of other Arab nations around the region who have denounced Huckabee officially. And I'll read that statement from, well, there's one from Saudi Arabia, but it involves numerous countries who have denounced this, and now we're hearing calls for Huckabee must resign or he must be fired by Trump, and he must apologize to the world for claiming that Israel has a God-given right to conquer and steal all the land at once and to kill anybody who's already there. But that's what Zionists believe because it's rooted in ethnic supremacism. It is an ethnic supremacist belief system by definition. But let's listen to Huckabee explain it in his own words. So here's a couple minutes of Huckabee digging himself into this horrific philosophical position. Check this out.
You've appealed to Genesis. Genesis 15 says it's Abram, it's pre-Abraham, it's Abram, receives from God the news that his descendants will inherit the land. And you tell me as the theologian if I'm getting this wrong, but from the Euphrates to the Nile. I think that's right. And that would include like basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant. So that would be Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. It would also be big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It would be, I mean,
I'm not sure it would go that far. I mean, it would be a big piece of land, but here's the point.
It would be a lot of places that are now countries.
But this particular area that we're talking about now, Israel, is a land that God gave through Abraham to a people that he chose. It was a people, a place, and a purpose. We can look at it that way. Christian Zionism. I want to go back because that's where we started on this.
I'm not going to let you off on this because you have said it three times that God gave this land to this people. And so it is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
Okay, that was actually from the Tucker Carlson Network there, but you heard Huckabee. It would be fine if they took it all. That's the belief of not just Huckabee himself, but I think, isn't his daughter the governor of Arkansas? This is the belief of a lot of especially older Christian Zionists in America who were brought up on the Scofield Bible, and they were brought up and they were brainwashed into thinking that Israel, modern day Israel, can do no wrong, and that modern day Israel, founded in 1948, is the same Israel that is mentioned in the Old Testament. And that when God made a promise to Abraham, and, you know, we could dissect that because, you know, ethnically or even genetically, most of the Jews living in Israel today are Europeans who came to occupy the land of Palestine, and it's the Palestinians who are actually the descendants of Abraham, or at least have a larger claim to that. But most Christian Zionists in America today agree with Huckabee and think that God gave modern day Israel the right to kill anyone they want, to steal any land they want, to take any resources they want, to bomb anyone they want, and that this is a God thing, that God wants you to commit genocide and ethnic cleansing, that God wants you to pillage and rape and steal. And that's insane. Obviously, that's insane. And you know, Christian Zionism is an insane cult of, you know, lunatic ideas. And what's amazing about what Tucker Carlson is doing is that he's exposing all of this just by asking questions. This is a brilliant Socratic method of just asking Huckabee to clarify what he means. And Huckabee says, well, I would be fine if they took it all. Yeah, this is our ambassador to Israel. So now we have, I mean, think about, there's about 14 countries that have now publicly condemned Huckabee. That includes Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Indonesia, Qatar, Lebanon, Kuwait, Pakistan, Bahrain, Oman, Palestine, and Syria, plus Gulf States organizations on top of that. And then we have an actual joint statement. Amman, February 22nd, 2026. The Ministries of Foreign Affairs of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan and the United Arab Emirates, etc., 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 expressed their strong condemnation and profound concern regarding the statements made by the United States ambassador to Israel, in which he indicated that it would be acceptable for Israel to exercise control over territories belonging to Arab states, including the occupied West Bank. Now, by the way, note that Huckabee says that, well, God promised this to Abraham, but he can't actually point. I mean, there's so many counter arguments to this. And to understand this, we have to point out that the Bible was not written by God. The Bible was written by men, scribes, and the Old Testament was written almost entirely by Israeli scribes, you know, or for the most part. And so it wasn't written by God. God's signature is not on any document that you could point to. These are books and writings and sometimes songs and psalms that were written by men and gathered by men. And then there were sections that were excluded by men because they didn't want you to read these other parts that perhaps should have been in the Bible. You know, the 66 chapters of the Bible that Christians recognize today are not recognized by Jews. Jews don't recognize the New Testament at all, or Jesus as a savior. And by the way, the Ethiopian Bible has 88 books. Did I say chapters earlier? I meant books. So the Ethiopian Bible has 88 books, and the Christian Bible has 66 books, you could say, right? So what about all the books that were left out, like the Book of Enoch, for example, or the Gospel of Thomas, right? These were all left out. Why? Because they contradicted the centralized control of power that the church was exerting over its people. And you know, I don't have time to go into the whole history. If you want to learn more about this, you can check out my interviews with Aaron Abke of the Jesus Way podcast. He's the expert on this subject, and he's got a lot of detail about this. I'll probably have him back on sometime later this year. But Huckabee's claim that God gave this power to the descendants of Abraham, actually, if that were true, it would qualify the Palestinians as the rightful owners of all the land. You see what I mean? Because they are the offspring of Abraham. Anyway, mostly the Zionist Christians that are the same age as Huckabee or older were all raised on the Scofield Bible. They were all brainwashed from a very young age to believe that Israel can do no wrong, even if it's genocide. It's totally okay with them. So that's why they go along with this. Well, the world has had enough. The world is rejecting this whole thing because, of course, it's nonsense. So continuing with this statement from Jordan and the other Arab states, quote, they affirm their country's categorical rejection of such dangerous and inflammatory remarks, which constitute a flagrant violation of the principles of international law and the Charter of the United Nations, and pose a grave threat to the security and stability of the region. Yeah, they're right. See, Mike Huckabee says, well, the United Nations Charter doesn't count because God said so in this ancient text written by, you know, Israelites or Jewish scribes that we can't exactly trace the full history of anyway. But God said so, therefore the UN carries no weight and we could just invade and conquer any land we want. That is literally Huckabee's position. And that is literally the position of virtually all Zionists and Zionist Christians. And it is a position that is, quote me on this, entirely incompatible with human civilization. That philosophy is incompatible with human civilization. If any nation on earth thinks that God gave it alone the right to conquer and kill and pillage and steal anything that it wants and that it's always God's will, then that nation needs to be stopped because that nation will only cause destruction and suffering and harm, which is exactly what Israel is doing. So yes, Israel needs to be stopped. Trump should turn around, you know, the U.S. Navy and point it back at Israel and go in and arrest Netanyahu, set the Israeli people free from their tyrannical government there run by a lunatic, genocidal, war criminal madman. Anyway, continuing the statement from these Arab states, quote, the ministries stressed that these statements directly contradict the vision put forward by U.S. President Donald J. Trump, as well as the comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict, which are based on containing escalation and creating a political horizon for a comprehensive settlement that ensures the Palestinian people have their own independent state. And it goes on, says the ministries reaffirm that Israel has no sovereignty whatsoever over the occupied Palestinian territory or any other occupied Arab lands. They reiterated their firm rejection of any attempts to annex the West Bank or separate it from the Gaza Strip, their strong opposition to the expansion of settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, and their categorical rejection of any threat to the sovereignty of Arab states. And then here's the last paragraph. This is where the rubber meets the road. They continue, quote, they further warned that the continuation of Israel's expansionist policies and unlawful measures will only inflame violence and conflict in the region and undermine the prospects for peace, and called for an end to these incendiary statements. The ministries underscored their country's steadfast commitment to the inalienable right of the Palestinian people to self-determination and to the establishment of their independent state along the lines of 4th June 1967 and the end of the occupation of all Arab lands. So that statement, basically what this means is that the Arab states are done trying to work with the USA and Israel because Israel's run by lunatics. Have you noticed that Saudi Arabia has denied the United States the right to use its airspace to wage an attack on Iran? And I'm not sure if Qatar has done the same thing. I mean, it seems impossible because of all the U.S. military bases in Qatar. But I know Saudi Arabia has done so, and I suspect the UAE has done so as well. I'd have to check the list. It's a fluid situation, though. But basically, Huckabee just angered the Arab states like you can't believe. Because Huckabee says that it's Israel's right to take your land and to overthrow your government and conquer your countries. And so what all these Arab nations are realizing now, if they didn't already realize it, is that if Israel and the United States manage to topple Iran, then they are next. So, you know, if Iran falls, then guess what? Israel's going to go after Lebanon and then Turkey to the north. They're going to turn south and they're going to conquer Egypt. You know, they're going to turn to the east and they're going to try to conquer Saudi Arabia, etc. On and on. This is Israel's greater Israel plan. It's a plan that Ambassador Huckabee just described. They're not hiding it, is my point. They're not hiding it. And this has done so much damage to U.S.-Arab relations in the diplomatic realm that it's almost unthinkable. And Jeffrey Prather did an article on this. I'll read you a couple of quotes from Jeffrey Prather because they're very good. But first, I want to read, let's see, there's another statement. It's from the Ministries of Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Arab Republic of Egypt, etc., etc. And it basically reaffirms the same statement that I just read. In fact, I think it's word for word the same thing. So multiple countries have put this out officially. The Foreign Ministry, or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, has put this out as an official statement. So the upshot of this, again, is that Ambassador Huckabee is destroying U.S.-Arab relations. And Jeffrey Prather, who I've interviewed many times, he said in an article on his Substack, which is jeffreyprather.substack.com, quote, Trump should require Huckabee to apologize immediately to our Arab allies and retract his statement. Then Trump should recall Huckabee as ambassador to Israel. Yet none of that happened. Trump's silence on the matter is deafening. Trump, our first Jewish president, is Israel first, America second, which means that whatever Netanyahu wants, Trump does. And Netanyahu wants the biblically promised greater Israel. So he goes on and says that Trump's Iran war for Israel may just morph into the war for greater Israel. And with nuclear superpowers, China and Russia, siding and already conducting joint operations with Iran, Trump may just be sliding America into world war. Now, something else very interesting that Jeffrey Prather points out, this is important to note about scripture. There's a quote that like Senator Ted Cruz or Ambassador Huckabee, they repeat this quote all the time. A lot of people do. They say, quote, those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those that curse Israel will be cursed, and all the world will be blessed through them. Except that doesn't exist in the Bible at all. Yeah, it's another made-up fake quote. As Jeffrey Prather says, it's a paraphrase of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, except the word Israel doesn't even appear in that verse, nor even in the original Hebrew text. Here's how that verse reads. Quote, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So notice there was no Israel mentioned in there. Not even in various translations of the Bible of that chapter and verse. So where did this quote come from? It came from John Darby and the so-called dispensationalism, which is what has pushed, you know, through the Scofield Bible, pushed the Christians into Christian Zionism. So it's all a giant fraud. It's all a giant brainwashing agenda. And you've literally got brainwashed Christians repeating this quote as if it came from the Bible when it doesn't appear in the Bible at all, and thinking that it's okay for this one country of lunatics, or run by lunatics, to carry out genocide and bombing of children and everything because God gave them permission to do so. That's so antichrist in its fundamental philosophy that it's embarrassing that any Christian would fall for that. Any person who believes that is following an antichrist belief system. In other words, Satanism, not Christianity, clearly not Christianity. The timing of all this is so extraordinary that it creates a chasm between the U.S. and the Arab nations right as the U.S. is about to strike Iran, reportedly, where the U.S. would need cooperation from many of these Arab states, especially Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, etc., Kuwait, you name it. It's almost as if Tucker Carlson may have stopped World War III by simply asking one question, like persistently asking the question, demanding an answer from Huckabee. And Huckabee gave him the answer. And that answer has then spawned a rift between the Arab states and the United States, which may have made the difference in the decision-making of the U.S. military, now realizing that they don't have cooperation and therefore they don't have airspace and therefore they have to have more in-air refueling, and that stretches out resources and timelines and everything else. That may have actually made such a difference that the Pentagon is saying we can't really succeed in this strike. That's the power of journalism for you right there. That's the power of Tucker Carlson just doing his job, which is what very few journalists do in America any longer, and certainly not any corporate media people. They would just read off their script, and they would never press anybody on anything. Well, certainly not someone who's part of the Israeli control grid, that's for sure. So Tucker Carlson may have just stopped World War III. We'll see. Some people still believe that the U.S. is poised to strike Iran. For example, Colonel Douglas MacGregor appears to be convinced of that, and he's a very wise person with a lot of experience, and his assessment needs to be taken seriously. But there are other people who think that it's the U.S. is going to back down, that it's all been a bluff, and especially with China and Russia there with all their assets and their radar and their surveillance and sharing of targeting data, etc., that the U.S. has made a calculation that it cannot succeed, and therefore the war is called off. So let us hope that there is peace. But in the long run, even more importantly, we need to insist that the very philosophy of Zionism is incompatible with life on Earth. It's incompatible with civilization. That no group of people has the right to claim that their God gave them special permission to conquer and kill all their neighbors and take all their land. What if everybody did that? I mean, everybody can claim to have a religious text, and lots of different religions obviously do. You know, the Bible isn't the only text that's claimed by people to be divinely inspired from whoever they call their creator. So we can't have a world where every nation says, no, our God told us we can kill you. That's not going to work, but that's the way Israel operates. And sadly, they control Trump and his administration and most of the U.S. Congress and the Senate, etc. And again, that is not compatible with civilization. That's why it has to be stopped. Netanyahu has to be stopped. He needs to be arrested. The Christian Zionism, that whole philosophy, needs to fade away into ancient history, because it's all a lie. None of it's accurate. And it's rooted in almost a Hitlerian type of Third Reich philosophy that we're the master race and we get to kill everybody else. It's amazing that Christians have fallen for it, you know, but some Christians believe whatever their twisted wall-kissing pastor tells them, you know, and they have lost any ability to think for themselves. And a lot of those people are over the age of 65 or whatever it is, it turns out. It's sort of the boomer Christian Zionists who are largely pushing that. And, you know, I'm sorry if this offends anybody who's listening, if you are in that category. I would imagine, though, if you listen to this, you are a critical thinker. You think for yourself, and you haven't fallen for any of that nonsense, because it's clearly nonsense. We have to be critical thinkers. Now, importantly, what I'm saying here is not opposition to Jews. It's opposition to Zionism, which is a philosophy, a dark, dangerous philosophy of ethnic supremacism. Now, in fact, I'm going to read a statement for you from the Torah Jews. This is the Torah Jews, which is an anti-Zionist organization, the gatekeepers of the, what is it, the Satmar Rebbe's legacy, or Rebbe legacy. Their channel on X is Torah Jews, just like it sounds. And here's what they say about Ambassador Huckabee and his statements during the Tucker Carlson interview. Quote, "The phenomenon of political leaders erroneously citing biblical passages to support Israel, a political entity, is both bewildering and revealing to us American Jews. It highlights how Zionist ideology has tragically seeped into mainstream perception while simultaneously demonstrating how far such rhetoric is from authentic Judaism. Israel is a 20th century political entity, not a religious fulfillment of Torah promises. Zionism, a movement rooted in 19th century European nationalism, is completely inconsistent with Torah teachings and does not represent the people of Israel described in the Torah. Judaism does not equate contemporary political developments with divine prophecy," they say. "Blurring the line between a political movement and Judaism is an insult to Jewish faith and a mischaracterization of our loyalty to our country." This group is, they are Americans. They're speaking of America. "It misrepresents our sacred faith, and it places Jews worldwide at risk, serving as a harbinger of rising anti-Semitism. We pray for peace to be restored in the world, for harmony to reign, and for prosperity for all." And you can read that statement at TorahJews.org. So that all makes perfect sense to me. Makes perfect sense. That Judaism, it's a faith. It's not a country. But, you know, Netanyahu likes to say that Israel is the political expression of all Jews. That's a lie. It's a complete lie. That's why most Jews oppose what Israel is doing in terms of genocide. Most Jews oppose Israel. I mean, the actions of Israel under Netanyahu. All over the world, Jews oppose what Israel is doing. And you can't blame them, because every rational person opposes what Netanyahu is doing, whether they're Jewish or any other religion or faith or even non-religious people. So applause for the Torah Jews. They have stated what needed to be said. I appreciate them doing that. The bottom line in all of this, we have two big issues. We have, number one, Zionism itself is a supremacist philosophy that's incompatible with human civilization. And secondly, Zionism has completely infiltrated and occupied the U.S. government. Those are the two problems. If we didn't have those two things, we wouldn't even be talking about war with Iran. We wouldn't have genocide in Gaza. We probably wouldn't have even invaded Venezuela. So think about these issues and demand peace and demand that the Trump administration exorcise Netanyahu and his fellow demons from control over the White House. And that means Susie Wiles has to go, and a bunch of other Zionist neocon warmongers that are pressuring Trump to, you know, to bomb Iran, you know, like Mark Levin and others. So pray for peace and pray for the end of any kind of ethnic supremacist philosophies, including Zionism. And instead, support all people of all faiths, including Jews, including Christians, who are willing to live and let live. You know, including Sikhs and Muslims and Buddhists, etc., and Hindus. Live and let live. I can have my faith, you can have your faith, and we can coexist. We can live as neighbors together. We don't have to try to kill each other because, you know, one group thinks that God told it to go kill all the other groups. That's what Zionism is, and that has to be completely dismantled for Earth to have a future. Really, honestly, for human civilization to have a future. So, thank you for listening. And by the way, if you want to research Zionism, And some of these issues, we've got a lot of material that's reference material in our AI engine. If you go to brightanswers.ai and you ask it a question about USS Liberty or about genocide in Gaza or about the Nakba, it's got all the data. You can ask it questions. You can generate research reports. It's got a wealth of knowledge. So check it out. That's at brightanswers.ai. And I think you'll find it to be very enlightening. And you can catch all my videos at brightvideos.com. I am a pro-human person who accepts all people of all religions because we are all children of God. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.